Leslie, Jackie. Now? So, beginning to sound like me now. No? Once again, we see that Jesus recognizes the need for rest. The disciples had been teaching and they came to tell Jesus all that they had done. They were exhausted, and he tells them to come to a deserted place and have a rest. And I know a lot of teachers feel very similarly exhausted after not just a day, but a whole term. So a rest is very much needed. It sounds good, doesn't it? But in so many other instances, we see the journey is interrupted. In much the same as when Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house, the crowd saw him and gathered round him, and a woman was healed of her bleeding. And of course, as the disciples were with him, they too were crowded in. No chance of a rest. In between the two readings we've heard today is the account of the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water, but they are omitted from the readings today. I'm not sure how the lectionary works this week, but it's been missed out, and I'm sure it's for a reason, probably because we're going to hear those stories on other occasions. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, looks after his sheep, the disciples, and he tells them to rest. They row across the Sea of Galilee in a boat, but they do not get the rest because of the crowd gathered around Jesus. The scripture reading says Jesus had compassion on them. Now, compassion is not about just caring for someone. The Greek word that Mark uses is splagnitzomai. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's one of my very favourite words, which actually means from the very entrails. In other words, to be moved by love with every fibre of his body, along with sympathy, mercy, and loving concern. Jesus had compassion on those present, and he goes on to heal and to teach them. We sometimes get too hurried along and we need a rest. And Jesus sees that the disciples are weary after their busy mission tour, and he invites them to a place of solitude where they can rest. Jesus has compassion on the crowd, but first of all, he has compassion on his disciples who've not even had time to eat. Discipleship must balance time for service with time for physical and spiritual renewal. I'm going to say that again. Discipleship must balance time for service with time for physical and spiritual renewal. We've seen so many ministers in the past who've been burnt out because they didn't find the time to rest, or maybe they weren't even given the time to rest. It's exciting to get caught up in the kind of response, but disciples need to remember to take their direction from the Lord rather than the crowd. They'd been sent out by him, and now they'd been called back by him. We're not told how the disciples responded when Jesus called them to rest, but Jesus had compassion on the crowd because they were like sheep without a shepherd, as the reading says. Jesus is the one who knows and is known by his sheep. In John's Gospel, he is named the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Sheep need a shepherd to lead them to safety, to help them to find food, to defend them against danger, to find them when they wander off, and restore them to the fold. I'm not sure what the crowds expected to find when they hurried to intercept Jesus. How did they even recognize him? Had he walked on water while getting to the shore? Had they been told what he looked like? Or was it just more like when Jesus called Simon, Andrew, James and John? Without any apparent previous knowledge of Jesus, they left everything immediately and followed him. What had they recognized in Jesus? No gospel ever gives us a physical description of Jesus. It's more likely the gift of faith enabled them to recognize him. And what were they expecting when they saw him? They might have been expecting miracles, but instead they get teaching. I don't think they were disappointed though, because they kept on coming. Teaching, feeding, healing all show Jesus' concern for people's physical and spiritual welfare, providing a model for ministry. Words are not enough. Action is vital. Jesus travels by boat with his disciples to Gennesaret, a fertile plain about 3 miles long and a mile wide between Capernaum and Tiberias on the west shore of the Sea of Galilee. When they had come out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him and ran around that whole region. The people recognized Jesus and rushed to bring sick people to him. The picture is at once awful and wonderful. Awful in that dozens or even hundreds of pitiful people converge on one place seeking Jesus' help. Wonderful in the faithful devotion of people who spare no effort to help their loved ones. And wonderful in that all who even touch the fringe of Jesus' cloak are healed. So, in the light of the scripture this morning, what does it look like for us? I believe it's telling us of the need to rest, not just on the Sabbath, but throughout the day, especially if we are in any sort of ministry. And as Jesus' disciples, we are all in ministry. Ministry is not about standing up here and preaching God's word. It's about everything and everyone in this church. We are all called to ministry in different ways. Ministry in the office, ministry in the kitchen, the garden, children's groups, music, prayer groups, finance, etc., etc. There is a lot that goes on and a lot which happens behind the scenes. But we must ensure that not only that we take care of ourselves and we take ourselves off to a secluded place for rest, but that we take care of those who minister to us in whatever way and ensure that they too get rest. What is life so full of care? We have no time to stop and stare. Amen.